God is at work in our work, and we want to honor that by hearing some stories from people and their different occupations, and you got just a little taste of that. There are also more on our website. If you want to be interviewed for God at Work, would you just let me know? If you feel like, hey, this would be a great opportunity for me to reflect on what the Lord is doing through me, for me to be prayed for, just let me know. Don't be shy. So today, we try to highlight, of course, people from the congregation. We also want to highlight sometimes our staff to help you get to know them better. So I am going to ask Christiana Conway to come up in a minute here. She is our media director, and she's also our lead pastor assistant. She does a lot of things around here. You've probably seen her face on videos, but we're going to take the opportunity to get to know her better in a minute here. So one thing that we have found is as we hear people's stories, as we hear about their jobs, as we hear about their different arenas, it actually builds our faith. Even if our job is not the same, even if our experience of the struggles are not the same, it helps us learn from each other and helps us pray for each other. So, Christiana, come on up. And we're going to grill her. So be nervous. Do you have a microphone? Yes. Go ahead. All right, Christiana. Well, let's start with a good intro question. Where have you come from, and how did you end up in this congregation on Vancouver Island?
Well, I'm from Ireland originally, so I emigrated here 2 years ago after I married my husband, Chris, who is not here today, but you'd normally see him in the sound booth with me. And it's, yeah, been a wonderful 2 years. Okay.
And so how did you come to this congregation? How did you connect? How did you first hear about Oceanside Community Church?
Well, we were living in Japan at the time. We moved there after we got married, and we're working at the Torchbearers Cape Mary Bible Schools on staff. And we knew that we were going to move here, so we started doing research online, started with Google Maps, and worked our way through all the local church websites, listening to their messages and trying to figure out where God wanted us and where we aligned ourselves best. And Oceanside Community Church was just wonderful. It was so family-friendly looking and smaller, which is what we liked. And so when we arrived, we knew exactly where we wanted to go, and we came straight here.
Well, thank you for coming straight here. Can you tell us, and this is even more important, how did you come to follow Jesus? How did he find you and connect with you?
So I grew up in my parents' full-time ministry in Ireland. They're pastors and church planters. So I grew up always hearing and learning about God, but never really took it seriously. Always took it very much for granted. But to a certain extent, I had a difficult childhood with a lot of sickness, bullying in school, that kind of thing, and after a time, it really kind of broke me down. Mm-hmm. And so as a teenager, I really struggled with depression and went through counseling and took the medication, and nothing really seemed to help. Mm-hmm. And kind of when I reached the end of myself, I really cried out to God because there was nobody else there that I could ask. I'd gone through everyone and everything, and the Lord, as he promises in scripture, he answered because he hears us, because he's close to us. And he worked powerfully in my life, and he has for the last, almost 10 years. And it's been a challenging but wonderful experience. It's been so humbling to see how he's transformed me. I'm a lot better. I'm 3 years off the medication, and it's been amazing also to see how he continues to transform me. And my husband gets a front row seat to that every day.
Yeah, I understand that very well. So tell us a little bit about what do you spend most of your time on? And especially, it's good for people here to know what you do all day, you know? And I'm sure they ask you that sometimes. But what do you spend most of your time on? Tell us, I know it's quite varied, so tell us some of the different areas you spend your time on.
So here at the church, I'm the media director and lead pastor assistant. So I do so much here. I'm kind of one of these people where I'm a little bit involved in everything, which I love. It's very varied. So I do a lot of the media, tech, graphics. I help with the church finances. I'm involved with the youth. I'm involved now with OHearts, representing the church on that board, and lots of other things. And even outside of my work hours here, I seem to be very involved in ministry as I work through like the Zoe leadership course, as I work through different courses trying to upskill and do my job better. So everything seems to revolve around my role here, which I love very much.
Yeah, and we're really grateful for her. If you don't know, she's behind the scenes for pretty much every scene, and she has certainly been highly involved during the pandemic, getting our live stream off the ground and doing our media, so that has been extremely influential, but there's a lot of other things that she does as well. So tell us, how do you experience God at work in your work? I know sometimes it can be stressful or even tedious, these kinds of jobs can be, so how do you experience God at work through your work?
I see him just everywhere. I know he's at work in our lives wherever we're working, but I feel like, especially being involved in a church, you get a little bit more like behind the scenes, you kind of see behind the curtain a little bit more because you're so exposed to the testimony of other people and, and you see every day in your work how he's working. And I see him whenever we put together a meal list for someone who's just had a child or needs help or is sick, and to see people stepping in and filling those needs and seeing like the body of Christ work together is such an incredible thing. I see him when how he provides the church, just in my coworkers. it's such an incredible thing. It's been so amazing to see, and sometimes you can lose sight of that a little bit, but be encouraged, like the Lord is mightily at work in this place, and I see that every week that I'm here.
So how can we pray for you today? Is there anywhere where you're struggling or you want to see more of God in your work besides the fact that you have these crazy, stressful bosses that you work for?
Just say yes.
I think you could pray for me as I continue to find myself, work my way further into my role and even here. It's been 2 years that I've been living here, but most of that has been COVID, and so I haven't really had a lot of the normal Canadian experiences, I feel like, so I'm still finding my way into my role here in a lot of ways, I feel, but also just like, my new life in Canada, and so if you could pray for the Lord to continue to equip and guide me, that would be amazing, and also that I would never kind of numb myself to seeing him. Sometimes when you're... like sometimes after a while, when you see God at work, you can fall into this place of kind of like not seeing the trees for the forest. Mm-hmm. But I always want to be in a place of just being in awe of God and how he's working here. And I always want to be aware of that. So, that would be wonderful if you could pray with me for that.
Okay. Well, let's pray. Lord, we thank you for Christiana. We thank you for her calling. We thank you for her devotion to you. We thank you for her commitment to excellence and the fact that she is reliable and capable and makes so many things happen and so many people depend on her. And we thank you for the gifts that you've given her. We thank you the things that she already came into this job with, but also the things that she's grown in. Lord, thank you for her willingness to learn, to try new things, to try things that are really, really hard and tweak it the next time. Lord, I thank you for the things she's even taught me through that, and I appreciate that. Lord, we pray that you bless her in her work. We pray that you would give her strength and energy and courage, that she would be ignited even more with a passion for you, with a sense of how even the tedious things work together, with a sense of how things should work together better. Lord, let us continue to serve our community with excellence, but to do that even better as we keep going. Lord, I pray for a real sense of belonging here. And Lord, we know this world is not our home, but there's a sense of when we come to a new place that you help us slowly learn the customs and the culture, and that other people make us feel at home. So help her to feel that sense of belonging. Lord, I pray that for other people, that they would make her feel welcome. I pray for traditions in her life. Lord, I'm hearing that word of, Lord, I pray for just things that she would find joy in that would be regular and familiar to her and not just everything new and unfamiliar. Lord, I pray for a blessing upon her whole family, upon her and Chris, upon her household, and upon her family here and her family in Ireland. We thank you for her, and we thank you that the best is yet to come for her. Bless her in Jesus' name. Amen. Before we let you go, Christiana, is there anything when we're seeing you in the lobby or maybe a couple weeks from now even that we can ask you about? Is there a story, something that you like to do that will tell us more about you?
blanking. I think you can always talk to me about Ireland, my home country and my culture and my family there, and about traveling. I've done a good bit of that, and I love talking about it, especially now that I can't do it so well.
Yeah. All right, we'll ask you about it. Give her a hand.